The MSC podcast is proudly brought to you by beer52.com. And as a listener to the show, we would like to reward you with a free case of craft beer. All you need to do is pay the $2.95 delivery. Head on over to beer52.com/MFC and order your free case today. Beer 52 is a 5-star rating in Trustpilot, so it's easy to see that their members love their service. So head on over now to beer52.com/MFC and order your case.
Fear. Oh, it comes off Hughes. A wee bit better. It is McHugh! Oh,
welcome to the MSC podcast. I'm myself, Graham Buster. We'll look back in the victory at St Johnstone. We'll look ahead to another busy week with fixtures against Celtic and then St Mirren. And we'll see what else takes a fancy over this next three quarters of an hour or so. Guys, welcome along.
Cheers.
How you doing, man?
Well, I wasn't at the game yesterday, but a very, very good result. And I believe it was a rather cold day as well, Jay. But well worth the trip, I would imagine. A vital 3 points, and we put a wee bit of daylight again between ourselves and the likes of Dundee and St Mirren, who are looking very much destined for a relegation battle.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the weather played such a massive, massive part yesterday. It was absolutely miserable. You can kind of see it from the highlights, but even then, I don't think the television or the highlights really sum up just how bad it was. It wasn't just heavy rain, there was hailstones in there. Even just walking, 10 minutes to the pub afterwards was an absolute mission. So to actually get through 90 minutes of football, I think the players deserve a lot of credit. We started really well, obviously getting a nice early goal. It's not something I think we do too often. You look back to maybe, teams under Mark McGee, particularly in that first spell at the club, we had a, it was part of our game plan to kind of go out and really take the game to teams early on. That's not something we tend to do under Stephen Robinson. There's a lot of emphasis on the idea of winning the battle first and then, going and playing football. So if you're too busy trying to win the battle early on, it means you're very rarely going to kind of attack teams from the very start. But, we got a nice early goal. The second goal was, 17 minutes in, so already 2-0 up and kind of cruising. And I thought we controlled, the majority of the game up until they got the goal back. Obviously, we had obviously Mark Gillespie to thank again for a great penalty save. But, up until St Johnstone scored, I think we looked relatively comfortable. I thought the defenders kind of mopped up everything that was thrown at them. Gillespie was commanding his area. McHugh, I thought, did really, really well just sitting in front of the defence. And, I think we were well worth the victory in really, really bad conditions. Obviously, it wasn't pretty at times because it was that kind of terrible, terrible weather. But I thought we were the better team overall. Yes, late on, once they'd scored, we obviously had to sit in and ride our luck a little bit at times. And things were a little bit nervy. But I thought overall, a good 3 points and 3 points that we probably deserved.
Buster, the result's even more significant when you consider the form of St Johnstone going into that game. They were going for 8 undefeated. But to go to their place and win for the first time in 6 years as well, a very impressive result and an eye-catching result at that as well.
Yeah, I think we mentioned last week our history up there is murder, basically. It was very surprising to come away with the 3 points. 3 points, I think we probably did deserve, as Jay mentioned. The weather was atrocious. The game was no great either. And, due to the weather, maybe if it was a sunny day, we wouldn't have came away with those 3 points. But we certainly got our goals nice and early. And as I say, I think we probably deserved to win it when I look back at it overall.
That's absolutely confirmed now that I'll be finishing this podcast with Blame It on the Weatherman as a wee tribute to Tommy Wright. Jay, another goal for Danny Johnson. His record in games that he starts in, he tends to score, is a massive thing, having a goal scorer on your team, as we well know, and we've not really replaced the void left by Louis Moult, or have we? Is Danny Johnson ready to make that step up and fill a gap that fill a department that we've been badly lacking in.
Well, he's a goal scorer. That's certainly, you know, what he does. I think he's said himself plenty of times, you know, as has Robinson, you know, he's the kind of player that, you know, he's sort of a fox in the box type. He'll be there and he will score goals if you give him the chances. Obviously, a little bit fortuitous with his goal because it was a, you know, a terrible attempt at goal from Turnbull. A scuff shot that obviously finds its way to Johnson. But that's exactly what we've been needing. Somebody who can, you know, turn that little bit of luck, you know, into goals. And I think he's starting to build quite a good partnership with Curtis Main. You know, Main has, you know, been criticised by ourselves as well this season for maybe not doing quite enough. But I think we're now starting to see that Curtis Main maybe isn't the goal scorer that we perhaps thought he was when, you know, he had that purple patch immediately after joining. I think Curtis Main is good foil for Johnson. He does a lot of hard work, a lot of running. He's big, he's strong, and he creates spaces. And Johnson's starting to take advantage of that. So, you know, if he's on the park, he's a good bet to score. I don't know if he's, you know, I don't think he's quite a replacement for Louis Moult, because I think Moult had that quality where, you know, he could single-handedly win you a game. I don't know if Johnson's quite at that level, but he can score goals. And that's, you know, we said last week, that's exactly what we've been crying out for. I think we have looked relatively solid at the back. When we lose games, it tends to be by the odd goal. But it was all about creating chances and scoring goals. And I think now that we're starting to, you know, see David Turnbull as a fixture in the team, that's a player who can create things. And now that Johnson has kind of cemented his place in the team, he's somebody who can, you know, create, who can take those chances and score goals. So I think we are starting to look a lot more promising in forward areas than perhaps we have done up until this point.
Buster, the defensive element of the game was talked up by Stephen Robinson. He was very happy with his side's defensive display. That being said, we do seem to switch off from a corner and we are punished for it. Obviously, Jason Kerr's goal didn't get St Johnston back into the game. They didn't manage to salvage a draw or going to win the game. But it's still a reminder that we need to be kind of on our guard and alert to these set pieces because we're quite poorly caught out by that one.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't really think the defence has been much of a problem. I know we've definitely not kept as many clean sheets as we have done in previous years, obviously, or last year, obviously. But, you know, it's other than the Rangers game, I think I struggle to think of a game where we maybe conceded, you know, more than two goals, basically. The defence has been not too bad, but as you say, it's maybe been switching off like that, which has cost us. And as we're just talking there, we're struggling for goals, basically. So if Danny Johnson can maybe, you know, keep up his run, stick the goals stick the ball in the goals, you know, we'll maybe get away with losing one goal a game.
Yeah, absolutely. A big 3 points, and it moves us on to Wednesday night and a trip to Celtic Park. Jay, Celtic, now two defeats in a row, actually, losing to Salzburg and then losing today Easter Road against Hibs. That being said, they demonstrated their qualities when they absolutely steamrolled Kilmarnock just 8 days ago. They've got an abundance of quality, we know that. We can take some positives, though, from the fact that we held the same side to a 1-1 draw, but they'll certainly be reeling from that defeat today and be absolutely determined to bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, I'd only caught maybe the last half hour of the Hibs game today, but I did watch the game midweek and I thought Celtic were absolutely atrocious. Guys like Rogic and, you know, one or two others, Edwards, you know, guys who really do have a bit of quality, just didn't fancy it at all for whatever reasons. So, you know, you kind of need that little bit of luck on Wednesday. It's not that, you know, if Celtic turn up on the day, we will lose, unfortunately. That's just the way it goes. But it does show that they're capable of really taking their eye off the ball. They're capable of being beaten this season, which perhaps, you know, wasn't something you would have said two years ago. So, yeah, we can go with confidence. We're on a half-decent, you know, bit of form at the moment. Yes, we're still inconsistent, but we can look back on a half-decent few weeks now. We're beating Aberdeen, getting the point against Celtic, going to Perth and winning. You know, that's three results that I don't think anybody would have predicted this season. We've spent the last couple of months kind of looking at December in this period of the season, you know, as though it's looming over us, you know, really kind of worried about it. And yet here we are, you know, those three games I've mentioned, I think we would have expected 0 points, and yet we've taken seven. So we could certainly go into Wednesday night's game full of confidence, you know, up against a side who, yeah, might be, you know, you talk about that backlash when a Celtic side's hurting, but they can be beaten. We just need to, you know, keep doing what we're doing. Hopefully the good Motherwell turns up, because we've already seen this season, particularly at Ibrox, what can happen when we don't fancy it. But it's a game where, you know, particularly at Celtic Park, we're not expected to do anything. We're off the back of a good result. Our most important game of the week now is going to be on Saturday against St Mirren. So we could just go, the pressure's off, you know, and just see what happens. But I would be confident that we could at least, you know, hopefully score at Celtic Park. We've just mentioned the idea of Danny Johnson, obviously, you know, starting to chip in with a lot of goals. So we now possess a bit of a threat up front. We look solid enough at the back. So if our luck's in, then, you know, another point perhaps at Celtic Park on Wednesday, you know, is possible.
Whilst I've lost the plot and I'm going to go to this one on Wednesday night, clearly starved of football after missing the last two games. But we know how difficult a task it is to go to Celtic and get a result, particularly actually when they're on poor form. It can sometimes be even more difficult, actually, just because they'll be pretty pissed off at the fact that they've not won in the last two games. Rangers have returned to the top of the table for maybe 3 or 4 days only, but they are above Celtic in the table. So this is a huge game for Celtic.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I'm, you know, fearing a bit of a backlash from Celtic. They've got something to prove to themselves, to their fans. The players have something to prove to the manager. So, you know, I think we could be in for a tough time, to be fair. And again, it's, you know, away at Celtic, it's no one you expect any points from or anything from. So if we do manage to get a draw, it probably will be like a victory for us. So, like Jay says, though, it's one of those ones where you don't go into it you don't go into it already beaten. So, you know, you never know what happens, and we might get lucky, we might just sneak a point.
Yeah, is there a wee bit of the mindset that, first and foremost, you've got to go and avoid a hammering akin to the one that we got at Ibrox? Obviously, there is that wee bit of a fear factor going to another big stadium and getting turned over like that again. I suppose the first 20, 25 minutes will be very significant.
Well, I mean, I think you always, that result at Ibrox, I think that you always have to be looking to avoid results like that. But, you know, I think that has been very much a freak result this season and over the last couple of years. If there's one thing that we've been good at, by and large, it is being solid at the back. You know, I said earlier, when you actually look back at the games we've lost this season, they tend to be by the odd goal. So I wouldn't have any great fears that, you know, we're setting ourselves up for an absolute doon on Wednesday. It's possible, you know, when Celtic turn it on and we, you know, are not up for the game as we've seen this season, you know, it could definitely happen. But I think by and large, we do look solid at the back. It'll be interesting to see, you know, again, how we'll actually go in terms of the back line, because, you know, you had Dunn, Aldred and Mbulu in there, and I thought all three were really solid. So it'll be interesting to see whether it goes with the same again on Wednesday. But yeah, I think we can be confident, particularly when you've got somebody like Gillespie in goals as well. It would have been really interesting to see how these last couple of weeks had went had Gillespie not been there. You know, had we sort of gambled on keeping Carson this season and hadn't went out and brought in a first choice kind of goalkeeper as a potential replacement, if we were, you know, relying on one of the younger goalkeepers, given just how well he's come in and just how well he's done in terms of saving penalties and stuff. So, you know, we can go, even though Carson's missing, we've got a top class goalkeeper, we're solid at the back. So can we stop Celtic from scoring? That's like a big, big ask. But I certainly wouldn't have any great fears about a repeat of Ibrox. It could happen, but that was very much a freak result. And I think we've shown time and time again that even when we're losing games, we only do it by the odd goal, because we are very, very strong defensively.
I was going to mention Mark Gillespie there, and Jay's basically covered it, Buster. But the yesterday, another fantastic penalty save. He obviously made one from Lee Griffiths a couple of weeks ago as well. He's come in and been very, very imposing, very, very impressive in his early stages in the team. We've not had the situation where we've had a deputy goalkeeper who's been able to come in and perform to the levels that Mark Gillespie has done.
No, you're right. Gillespie's been, you know, fantastic for came in. Other than, you know, maybe the Hearts goal, which we, you know, we gave him a bit of criticism for, and probably quite rightly as well. But I think Gillespie's a good goalkeeper. Whether or not he's on, you know, Carson's level remains to be seen. But you know, he's coming in. He's coming for crosses. Whether he's, you know, he seems to, you know, punch more than catch. But it's not as if they're dropping inside the 18-yard box when he is getting a hand on them. You know, they're going out into the wings or, you know, 20, 30 yards up the park when he seems to be punching it as well. So if that penalty goes in yesterday, it's a completely different game. You've seen it before where a wee spark there, and you know, St Johnstone could possibly have gone and won that game. But saved the penalties, kept us two goals ahead at that point, and we only won the game. And I believe that it would have been a lot harder, had he not saved that penalty.
Yeah, an absolutely brilliant save, and good to see you keeping up your tradition of filming these penalty saves as well. So we've got a photographer and now a videographer. many, many talents. Just a quick one in St Mirren on a Saturday. I hate having to preview two games in the 1 week, and I say it every time I have to do so as well. It's hard to look past the first game to preview the second one. But Bustad, St Mirren coming to Fir Park, it's a game that we should be looking to win. A game where if we were to register 3 points, it would be absolutely massive in terms of putting even more daylight between ourselves and the bottom of the table. 3 points in the last game before Christmas would be an ideal present, I suppose.
Yeah, these are the ones that we'd really want to win. To be fair, the sort of mini league of four that we seem to be involved in, us, St Mirren, Dundee, and Hamilton. You know, I think if we can get past them, you know, 3 points against each of them, especially when we're at home, you know, we will see ourselves safe this season. But as you say, it's a hard one because we do have the game in between. If we take a tanking, you know, it might go here. It might get us down. Might, you know, put a bit of guac in the confidence of the players. So it is difficult, as you say, to preview a second game for the week, but I think, to be honest with you, we really need to win that one.
Yeah, Jay, that's exactly it, isn't it? You look at the Celtic game and it's going to be very, very difficult, but beating St Mirren, one of your relegation rivals, would be a massive lift going into the Kilmarnock game in Boxing Day and then Aki's in the 29th. We could be sitting quite pretty going into these two games if we were to get 3 points on Saturday.
Yep, that's it. As I said earlier, you know, the Celtic game obviously being first is it's not quite a freebie, but it's a game we don't expect anything from. The pressure's not on us at all. In fact, there probably is kind of, you know, all the pressure's on Celtic to respond to the fact that they've just obviously, you know, been beaten by Hibs today. So we can go into that one. No pressure and just see what happens. But it would be, you know, obviously beneficial that we could take something from that game to really build the confidence going into Saturday's match. It's a big, big game. You know, yesterday after the game, in the pub after the game with the phones out looking at the league table, it's probably the first time this season where I think we've kind of afforded ourselves the luxury of being able to look at the teams above us rather than those below.
It was that kind of,
well, yeah, exactly. That's it. So if we could get another victory on Saturday, and as you said, there are then, you know, the Aki's game in particular is very much another winnable game. So it's quite surreal when you consider, you know, as I said earlier, that we've went weeks kind of sort of really kind of worried about this period. And yet here we are, like absolutely strolling through it, picking up victories, you know, at Perth and, you know, a point against Celtic. So it'd be really interesting if we can go, you know, into Christmas on the back of a good victory against St Mirren, I think everybody would probably accept, even at the moment, that we are safe from relegation. But I think that would then allow us to, you know, why not start looking up the table a wee bit? It's been quite a negative season up until this point. We've had a lot of chat about, you know, Robinson's job and his relegation, you know, a potential outcome of this season. But I think now that we're starting to put results together, we're still capable of a honking performance now and again, but we're starting to pick up points. We've got a few wins on the board. 18 points is a decent tally considering where we were earlier, you know, just a few weeks ago. So if we can win on Saturday, I think that would be a really good springboard. You know, going into the Kelly at home is obviously going to be a very difficult game because they're flying. But if we can get wins against St Mirren and Accies before the winter break, then it allows us to come back in January. And why not start to look up the table rather than what's, you know, happening below us?
Buster, just a final one. The home form has been much improved in recent weeks with two wins and a draw against Celtic as well. The St Mirren game, they're a team that are struggling for confidence. They battled hard against Aberdeen yesterday, but couldn't quite find a second equaliser. You talk about a mini league. I guess if we win against St Mirren on Saturday, we go quite a few points clear at the top of that league, and I'll be demanding a trophy at the end of the season.
You know, as you said there, the Celtic game is basically a freebie. We don't expect anything. But I think every Motherwell fan will be expecting 3 points on Saturday. It's not going to be easy. It's obviously St Mirren are there to try and pick up 3 points as well. So it's something which I don't like to expect these things, but I think you do have to try and expect. We do have to expect us to go for the win, obviously. We do have to pick up these points. And as you say, Hamilton, things like that coming up towards New Year, as I said before, these are the teams that we need to actually beat, and I'll be expecting us to do that on Saturday.
Yeah, it must be said as well, I think the performance of St Mirren in the game at Love Street is possibly the worst of any opposition that we've faced this season, in the Premiership certainly. So they're not a good side, and they are. I think they've only got one win under Owen Kearney, so we really should be expected to win, and we should be going with the confidence given. We beat St Johnstone yesterday, regardless of what happens against Celtic. We should be fully expected to win that game, and hopefully we can do so. Guys, I don't think there's much else for this week, unless you can think of anything here.
No, and my head's mince and my throat's in tatters, so I'm quite happy rounding up.
Yeah, as I say, yesterday was a... Well, it was a great day. The weather in general just seems to have taken it right out of me. It was awful, awful yesterday.
It's the weather, nothing to do with all the Jaeger bombs.
Well, I'm just on the back of a whole weekend of back shifts, so I'm just looking forward to my dinner and the Apprentice final. So we'll wrap this up just now. Guys, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers. No, thank you.
You've been listening to the MFC podcast. We'll be back Monday. Until then, thank you and goodbye.
It's just one more day. No one said there would be rain again. Won't blame it on myself. Yeah, I'll blame it on the weatherman. Get away.